talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Today is a big election day in a lot of different areas of the country, believe it or not. Yeah, it's an off year. It's an odd numbered year. Presidential elections are every 4 years, 2020 to 2024, that sort of thing. Congressional elections for the House of Representatives are every 2 years, two even years. Right now, there's a special election down in the Miami area for Alcee Hastings' seat, Democrat, 11 people running. But the big kahuna this year, today, is in Virginia. Dear old Virginia, capital of the Confederacy at one time, Richmond, Virginia. Very, very red state for a long time. Been a blue state now for a while. Republicans are trying to change that with a gubernatorial candidate named Glenn Youngkin. Youngkin, running as Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe had been the governor. They have an odd thing down there where they have term limits, all right, one term. You're a governor 4 years, out you go, can't run again. That you can't run the next time. If there's a gap of 4 years, then you can pop back in and run again. That's what he did. Different Democrat, got it. And he can't run again. And so thank goodness Terry McAuliffe is our nominee. He was a great governor and he's a great candidate. Youngkin is the co-director of Venture Capital Fund. Never done anything to help anybody. Not only not in politics, not in anything else. You know, they slide around with, you know, looking for investments, looking to find companies to take and either resell or pull apart and take their assets and all that kind of thing. They're called vulture investors and some, you know, so essentially you have Terry McAuliffe, who's a former great governor, against a Republican vulture. Well, that is the deal, and here is the state of the election. There's been a lot of early voting. Polls opened out there a couple of hours ago. They're an hour later than we are. And here is the deal. I'll give you some data, and I'll give you the tactics, and then I'll give you my view, because this is a very important race. It's only one state, but if a Republican gets in, there's a lot a Republican governor can do to screw up the certification of elections. We were very fortunate last time that the Republican governors of Arizona and Georgia didn't interfere with the certification of Joe Biden. Because if they had, it would have had to be resolved in the courts. And the courts are increasingly Republican. In any event, they had record early voting, 1,137,656 people voted early. That's a little over 1.1 million. That's a 20% of the state's overall electorate, which is 5.9 million. It's six times the rate in the last governor election in 2017. People are paying attention to this. People are motivated. And usually Democrats do better. And the polling, the exit polling, and this one has suggested they did. Something like 55 to 37 McAuliffe over Youngkin. Among those 1.1 million, that's great. On the other hand, there's still an electorate out there of about 4.8 million left. Not all of them will vote, of course, but whatever vote. And day of elections tend to skew slightly Republican. So this is going to be a close race. The polling over the summer showed McAuliffe with a lead. It has since shrunk. It's now a toss-up. Some of the national polling services had listed as leaning, you know, they say Republican, Democratic, leaning Republican, leaning Democratic, toss up. Those are the five. This had been leaning Democratic in the polls all summer. Then it went to toss up. And as of yesterday, some of them have it leaning Republican. That doesn't mean that any party is definitely going to win, but it's looking at trends. Now, there are a couple of things that are going on down there. Some of them are national out of McAuliffe's control, some of them otherwise. So here are some of the tactics, and here's my view on it. Early on, Youngquist was full frontal Trump. You know, he was Trump. The election was, we need a better security in the elections, pressing the big lie. That's what he feels. And that's the kind of hack that he will be when he gets in. Somewhere along the line, the pollsters told him, Trump, even among Republicans, is a mixed bag. You know, people are afraid of Trump. They think he's irrational. They think he's dangerous. And so what he did was a good cop, bad cop. He drew back on Trump. He did not campaign with Trump. And when he's asked, he'd say, Trump endorsed him, said he was going to come into the state. Youngkin said, I appreciate his endorsement, but, I'm going to campaign on these other issues. But then what he did was recruit the most pro-Trump maniacs in the state. There's one woman there who'd been a candidate, of course, got blown out of the water, Republican, who called herself Trump in heels. She's as servile as Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump in heels. So the good cop, bad cop is Youngkin goes around, the venture capitalist, the vulture investor, gripping and grinning, smiling and being present. And then he has the Trumpsters going around, really kind of malignant Trumpsters going around, and he's hoping that he can keep the base that way. Now, without Trump himself on the ballot, not everybody's going to come out who's pro-Trump. This is all designed by Youngkin to bring back some suburban voters in the D.C. area. Remember, Virginia borders on Washington, D.C. A lot of people who work in Washington, D.C. either live in suburban Virginia or Maryland. In Virginia, it might be Falls Church, Alexandria, that kind of thing. And even though they had been white-collar employees of the government and tended to be Republican, in the last couple of cycles, they've gone Democratic because of the attacks on government by the Republicans and their irrationality and really seditious pushing of the conspiracy theories on the allegedly fraudulent election. So Youngkin is trying to downstate in these conservative areas, have Trump in heels going around, nuzzling up to people and saying, I was endorsed by Trump. And then in Northern Virginia, and even over in areas around Norfolk in the military bases, where you have a lot of people who come from different northern states and other states. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia. There are five bases in the Norfolk area. There's Norfolk and Newport News, Little Creek, Virginia Beach, an air station. There's a repair facility, which makes it so stupid. I don't know why I have to go on a tangent for Walker to have turned down a billion in train money and Medicaid money because we don't want federal money. You know how much money these southern states, you know what it takes to build and run five Navy bases in an urban area? And God bless them. The weather's great. It's great. You're on Chesapeake Bay. I deployed many times from there and it was great. Ship, we sailed away and say goodbye to the Virginia shore. But God almighty, I mean, people are naive in this state when they vote for Walker and say, we don't want the government giving us money. Are you kidding me? Why don't you go to some space stations in Florida, in Texas? They have them because of weather and location. All right, I'm getting off on a tangent. I'm getting angry thinking about that. But anyway, so can Youngkin pull it off? Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. One of the things they're hitting with the suburban moms is suburban moms don't like Trump. They're afraid of Trump. They don't like guys that go around boast that they grabbed 23 women between the legs and there's nothing they could do about it. I mean, that's kind of nasty. I mean, for the love of Pete, whatever happened to, sort of normal flirtation. I mean, these people are sick is what they are, Trump. But they don't like that. But they also don't like the idea that their little ones in school you know, they might not have control over education. Youngkin's lying about it, saying that they're going to be taught these terrible things. They're not. That's not part of anything anybody has proposed. It is true that they have to wear masks. Well, they should wear masks. And I would think a mom would want her kid to wear a mask. With the little ones, it's terrific. You know, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and, you know, you give them a Disney, you give them a Mickey Mouse or a Minnie Mouse mask, and maybe give them a prize for their mask, and that's fine. And you know, little kids can get infected with COVID. But Youngkin is pressing the critical race theory thing, and he's pressing, you know, parental rights on masks and all this. All he is trying to do is suck out about 1.5% of a vote that went for Biden because Trump was too much to stomach. That's all. It's no longer the case of trying to get independent votes, Democratic votes, reaching across, none of that. It's motivating his base that got scared off by really gnarly stuff. And, you know, McAuliffe is doing his best. I think he's doing great. It did not help that the Progressive Caucus in the House stabbed Biden and him by refusing to vote for the hard infrastructure. Quite frankly, I'll say it. Did not help. We'll see what happens. But keep an eye on Virginia. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.